Монголын дуу хоолой радио ярьж байна.
The Voice of Mongolia in English is speaking. Сайн байна уу? Welcome to the Voice of Mongolia in English, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, the capital city of Mongolia. This half-hour transmission can be heard in Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1530 UTC on 12015 kHz shortwave. You can also visit our website at www.vom.mn/en and listen to an online version of our daily broadcast. Hello, welcome to the Voice of Mongolia in English. I'm your host, Dotun Chimik, and here I'm ready to start today's program with the daily news followed by a musical break as usual. Then the program will be continued with the last episode of the Cultural Heritages of Mongolia series. In this episode, we'll talk about the landscapes of Daria, which is one of the World Heritage Sites in Mongolia, so please stay tuned to our today's program. Here is the news. Prime Minister's Policy Council to be established. On November the 2nd, Prime Minister of Mongolia, Mr. Oyun Erzin, received former Prime Ministers of Mongolia at his invitation, providing detailed information on the current socio-economic situation during the pandemic. Prime Minister Oyun Erzin introduced the issues concerning protecting public health, intensifying economic recovery amid the pandemic, and reducing its restrictive factors. In turn, former prime ministers shared their experiences related to specific situations, the problems they faced, and the decisions and policies they made during their terms. They furthermore discussed timely issues relating to inflation as well as Oyutalra. The prime ministers concurred that in the difficult economic situations caused by the pandemic, solidarity and stability are important, and it's necessary to increase the citizens' participation in decision-making and supporting the private sectors. PM Oyun Erzin and the former PMs agreed to establish the Prime Minister's Policy Council, which will provide professional and methodological support and recommendations to the Prime Minister based on research and analysis on the socio-economic situation to ensure the continuity of the policies by the Government of Mongolia and implement Mongolia's long-term development policy. With Prime Minister Oyun Erzin leading the council, former Prime Minister Mr. Erzin Bat will be working as the deputy chairman. UNCCD expresses readiness to support President's initiative. During his participation in the COP26 World Leaders Summit in Glasgow, UK, President Mr. Hurusuk met with Executive Secretary of the United Nations Convention to Combat Desertification, or UNCCD, Mr. Ibrahim Thaev, and exchanged views on cooperation. President Hurusuk said that Mongolia attached great importance to combating climate change and desertification and noted that planting growing trees is one of the most inclusive ways to resolve this challenge. He spoke of an initiative to launch a nationwide campaign to plant 1 billion trees by 2030 and a decision to spend at least 1% of GDP annually on combating desertification and climate change. The initiative could be implemented in line with zero net soil degradation goal, said the president. The president noted on the importance of the UN CCD support and mechanisms for combating climate change, desertification, and land degradation. Commending President Hoon Suk's initiative, Mr. Ibrahim Thaev expressed the readiness of the UN CCD Secretariat to support and cooperate. At the meeting, the parties also exchanged views on the possibility of organizing an international conference and event on combating desertification in Ulaanbaatar City. Meeting held with UK Secretary of State for International Trade. Minister of Foreign Affairs Ms. Batzidzik has met with Secretary of State for International Trade of the United Kingdom, Ayn Maria Trevelyan, during the United Nations Climate Change Conference. During the meeting, the sides noted that the Mongolia-UK traditional friendly relations and cooperation are successfully expanding in all areas, while pledging support for further development of bilateral relations in trade, economy, environment, and renewable energy. In particular, they exchanged views on contributing to global efforts to combat climate change, expanding mutually beneficial cooperation based on the renewable energy resources of the two countries, and possibilities of attracting investments from targeted financing organizations such as the Green Climate Fund. Mongolia-Russia Relations, History, Modern Times, and Future Outlook Scientific Conference takes place. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the Institute of International Affairs at the Mongolian Academy of Sciences co-organized a scientific conference under the theme Mongolia-Russia Relations, History, Modern Times, and Future Outlook in the framework of the 100th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between Mongolia and the Russian Federation. The Deputy Speaker of the State Great Parliament and Head of Mongolia-Russia Parliamentary Group, the Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs, the Vice President of the Mongolian Academy of Sciences, and the Minister Counselor at the Embassy of the Russian Federation to Mongolia attended the opening of the conference. In her remarks, Deputy Speaker Ms. Odontoya expressed her satisfaction with the successful development of relations in all social sectors as per the comprehensive strategic partnership between the two countries, and noted the significant role of efforts put in by parliamentarians throughout generations for the stable growth of bilateral cooperation. As for Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs, Mr. Mukcheng, he highlighted that 92 works for the sectors of politics, defense, trade, economy, culture, science, and humanities have been reflected in the joint plan for marking the diplomatic anniversary. The joint plan is being implemented by the two countries' government organizations, diplomatic representatives' offices, and local authorities and the peoples, NGOs and entities on both sides are carrying out works at their own initiative. He then noted that the plans for the rest of the year include mutual high-level visits. In order to help the public, scholars, and students get a better understanding of the overview of the two countries' relations. Japanese PM reaffirms to work closely for expansion of relations and cooperation. Prime Minister of Japan Fumio Kishida called on the President of Mongolia Mr. Hoon Suk, who is attending the COP26 World Leaders Summit in Glasgow, UK. President Hoon Suk congratulated him on his appointment as Prime Minister of Japan. Fumio Kishida also congratulated him on his election as President of Mongolia. Then the Japanese Prime Minister reaffirmed his commitment to work closely with President Hoon Suk in expanding and developing Mongolian-Japanese relations and cooperation. That's all for today's daily news. Now let's have a musical break, and then you will listen to the talk on Landscapes of Doria.
шиг түшигтэй. Уян сэтгэл чинь урхнаас ирсэн. Дулаан царай чинь миний өөрийн цолмоо. Дурлал хайр минь тэнгэрээс надад өгсөн билээг. Хинт ч хэрэггүй юм шиг би мэдэрхэд ингэртээ тэврэн намайг тэнхрүүлэх чиний төлөө. Настиг би туулна харанхуй чи
Welcome back, dear listeners. You're tuning to the Voice of Mongolia in English. And we are ready to start today's brand new and also the last episode of the Cultural Heritages of Mongolia series. As we mentioned before, we'll talk about the landscapes of Daria, which is protected by UNESCO. For more information, please stay with us and hope you enjoy it. Shared by Mongolia and the Russian Federation, the Landscapes of Daria is a transboundary serial World Heritage property of four component parts. It is an outstanding example of the Darian steppe ecosystem, which covers over 1 million square kilometers, extending from eastern Mongolia to Russian Siberia and into northeastern China. The cereal property covers a total of 912,624 hectares and comprises several protected areas in the northern part of the Dorian Steppe ecoregion, which occupy large areas of the transition from taiga to desert, including various steppe ecosystems. The inscribed property includes the nationally designated core and buffer zones of most of the Dorski State Nature Biosphere Reserve and the Valley of Darien Federal Nature Refuge, as well as the core zone and a large part of the buffer zone of the Mongol Dagor Strictly Protected Area and the Okhtam Nature Refuge of Mongolia. Most of this property is surrounded by a World Heritage Buffer Zone of 307,317 hectares, which overlaps with Ramsar sites and UNESCO biosphere reserves in both countries. Nomadic communities have been dwelling in the Doria region for nearly 3,000 years. Traditional grazing continues to shape the ecology of these Dorian landscapes. Covering more than 9,000 square kilometers, its steppe landscapes are connected by the tiny Olt River, which sustains the wetlands and lakes. The torrid lakes are the core of the landscapes of Doria, a transboundary area that straddles Russia and Mongolia. The Doria steppe has distinct wet and dry periods. During the dry phase, all small rivers, most of the springs, and up to 98% of lakes disappear. The torrid lakes take about 2 decades to dry up completely and are filled again by Olt River floods after several consecutive high water years. The last filling of the torrid lakes by the Olt started in autumn 2020. These pulsating water bodies create a dynamic mosaic of habitats rich in biodiversity. Wildlife migrates and changes with the fluctuating landscape. At the peak of the wet phase, thousands of ephemeral lakes appear across the steppe. This exceptional ecological context results in a diverse combination of ecological complexes, which derive from the cyclic climatic and hydrological variations over the year. The landscapes of Doria contains substantial and relatively undisturbed areas of different types of steppe, ranging from grassland to forest. All these habitats host a diversity of species and communities characteristic of the northern part of the vast Dorian steppe ecoregion. The property includes key natural habitats for many animal species during their annual migration, some of which also breed in the area. The high diversity of ecosystems, biotopes, and their transition zones in the property is indicative of the many evolutionary adaptive processes undergone by species living in this unique area. The property also provides key habitats for rare fauna species such as white-naped crane, great bustard, and millions of migratory birds of other species, including vulnerable, endangered, or threatened species. The property is also an important area of the migration routes of the Mongolian gazelle and the major known place where this species breeds in the Russian Federation at the present time. The property also provides sanctuary to endangered Mongolian marmots, as well as to the near-threatened palace cat. The transboundary cereal property conserves an excellent example of Dorian steppe and its characteristic wildlife, including a number of globally threatened bird species, such as white-naped crane, hooded crane, Sven goose, relict gull, great bustard, and saker falcon. It also provides essential breeding and resting habitat for birds along the East Asian-Australasian flyway, with up to 3 million birds in spring and 6 million in autumn using the area during migration. The selection of component parts provides an appropriate representation of the scope of biodiversity of the Darien Steppe, although there is potential to further extend the series to include other significant protected areas. The property is in a good condition thanks to its size, low human pressure, and the absence of impacting uses and activities such as mining. Wild grazing, as well as poaching and fire to some extent, could potentially affect the integrity of the property. Current practice at the time of inscription is consistent with the property's outstanding universal value. The state parties should strengthen their action and cooperation in the future in order to maintain the long-term integrity of the property and minimize threats. Following the recommendation of IUCN, the advisory body on nature under the World Heritage Convention, the landscapes of Daria in Mongolia and Russia have been inscribed on the World Heritage List in 2017. The site is an outstanding example of steppe ecosystem and provides key habitats for rare animal species. The area's future as a biodiversity hotspot is by no means assured. The Olds River Basin Management Plan proposes the construction of reservoirs for agriculture and environmental needs. It was supported by the United Nations Development Program and a $5.5 million grant from the Adaptation Fund, which finances projects that help developing countries adapt to climate change. In response, the Russian-Mongolian Environmental Cooperation Commission, which oversees cooperation on agreements regarding environmental protection, stated that maintaining the natural fluctuation of the water cycle is key to preserving the World Heritage Site. Objections to the early damming plans were also voiced at working meetings of Daria International Protected Area, a 25-year-old trilateral coordination mechanism between China, Russia, and Mongolia that brings together research, monitoring, education, and other activities for the Daraski, Mongol Dagur, and Hulung protected areas. All right, here we are ready to wrap up today's program. We have talked and introduced about the landscapes of Daria. That was the last episode of the Cultural Heritage of Mongolia series. Thank you for being with us and have a nice day. Goodbye until we talk to you again. We'll be right back. That's the end of the program, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. The Voice of Mongolia provides half-hour transmission to Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1530 UTC on 12015 kHz shortwave. Your letters and emails are most welcome with your feedbacks and detailed reception report. Please send them to English Section, The Voice of Mongolia, CPO Box 365, Ulaanbaatar 13, Mongolia, or you can send us an email to vom_en@yahoo.com. Thank you for listening. 拜拜